All right, well, thank you, Terry, for sitting down with me and talking about your experience at the Fresh Low program. No problem. So first off, I mean, we want to know a little bit about you. So kind of like tell us your name, your neighborhood, and a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Therese Carr. I've just recently moved to the east side of Covington. I say this will be 2 years that I've been here. I'm a sous chef / prep cook at B&B Riverboat. I've been there 10 years. I dabble in the music industry every now and then. I got programs that I do as far as my music. Anything else, I'm out going outdoors. That's mainly
okay.
Much it.
That's right. Go ahead.
As far as my relating to the Fresh Low project is.
Well, I want to know a little bit more, about you. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I usually don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a father of 9. Okay. Grandfather of 5. My oldest is 26 and my youngest is 9.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's a nice little spread there.
Yeah, but in between there, I had some twins and other additionals.
So you just moved to Covington like 2 years ago. Where are you from originally?
From Cincinnati.
Okay, what part of Cincinnati?
Pick one.
Oh, pick all of them?
Yeah. When I was younger, it was like every year we moved to a different neighborhood.
Gotcha.
So it's like, one minute I'm in one of the hills, next year I'm downtown.
Uh-huh.
Like that, you know, like that was during the 80s. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you came over to Covington. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, when I moved over here, when I first moved over here, it was in 92. I've been over here since 92, off and on. Before I moved over to Covington, I was in Newport for, I want to say, another 10 years before I moved over here. But like I said, it was like 94. I don't live in Covington. Highland Heights, Ellesmere, Erlanger, Florence, I don't live with a mile.
Wow.
It's kind of like, spreading out.
Well, tell us a little bit about your program that you're doing for the Fresh Low Fellows.
The program that I'm trying to achieve is the 15th Street Bridge. I was trying to get to know, maybe if we can get it going, to, if they're not going to use it for a draft, like what like the program.
Well, what's the what's the actual name of it? So you kind of want to build awareness of the 15th Street Bridge. And what's it called again? What's the project called?
15th Street Bridge Awareness.
Okay, and you kind of want to just to make awareness of it and see like what we can do to what we're going to do with the bridge.
Okay. I mean, like I did some data research on it. Said they want to tear it down, and it doesn't really meet the new regulation heights, and it's in very, very deep repair. So I figured, if I was to say the cheaper way to do it, we'll just tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a vital asset to the community, the Westside community, to get to where all the major stores and health. Daycare, such things as that. And me personally, I use the bridge on a daily basis. So
you walk across a bridge every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if the bridge wasn't there? How would you get to and from? So you live I think the neighborhood is Austinburg, which is on the east side of Covington. So you use that bridge to get here every day up to the center. What would you do if that bridge wasn't there?
I would have to take either the 12th Street or 19th Street Bridge. which would take longer to get here.
Okay.
You know, it would run on my commute. With the 15th Street Bridge, take me no more than 10 minutes. They take that down. Either way, it'll take me 30 minutes to get here.
Have you done, do you know a lot of people that use the bridge, or have you seen a lot of people walk across the bridge?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Every time I walk across that bridge, somebody's either coming or walking across it with me.
So tell me a little bit more about your project. So you want to raise awareness. How are you going to raise awareness about the 15th Street Bridge?
Well, in my fresh load, classmates, whatnot. We're gonna throw an annual festival.
Or like a celebration.
Or a celebration, yeah, something like that, towards that way. You know, to raise awareness, like I said, on the bridge.
What exactly are you going to do to raise awareness? So what are your activities on that day?
I'm gonna be passing out flyers or brochures. Taking out, I guess, surveys.
Whenever you're gonna. Yeah. So basically, what we were talking about, like kind of like that list that we made about what we're gonna do on that day. Yeah. Just explain what you're gonna do that day.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out there passing out brochures and flyers on awareness of the bridge. We're gonna be taking down data, seeing how people feel, if it was to be taken away, how much do they use the bridge? Is the bridge a access for them.
Okay. So what are you going to do with that data? Once you kind of get all that those oral surveys done and you kind of compile it, what are you going to do with it? I mean, you don't have to have an answer, but what do you want to do with that information?
I would like to submit it to the Kentucky Transportation. Wait, is that who?
That's one of the city and then the Kentucky Transportation Council.
Yeah, try to make them more aware that the bridge is very important to the community, and if you're not going to use it as a ride through, that's just not here to fix up, painting. You know, I try to convince them make something like their personal purpose.
Okay, so basically, you want to send the information to like the people, those stakeholders,
right?
And kind of make it say like, what if this bridge was in your neighborhood? All right, Terry. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, and I can't wait to experience your program.
Appreciate it. All right.
See how easy that was.
Still kind of.